Okay, we're in Parakof Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos. We're still in the middle of dealing with various rabbinical prohibitions. We just had been dealing with Tochein, which is grinding, and we're dealing again in Halach Yotes, in continuation of halachas that have to do with grinding and crushing things. So the Rambam says in Halach Yotes, Chavile Peya Ve'ezov Koronis Ve'chiyotza Behem. So these are various types of plant substances that were used to feed animals. Again, that you what it called set aside to be used to feed animals. Mistapik mehen vikotem ochol brosh be'etzvosa. Okay, so what you're allowed to do is you could break off some small pieces, okay, of these this animal food, right, using the tops of your fingers. Ava lo biyado harbe. Okay, but you shouldn't use your hands. Why? So again, we want to prevent the guy from crushing the food into tiny little pieces. So he does a shinoi. He does it. He's allowed to somehow take it so that smaller pieces can emerge to break it off. But he has to do it in a way that's mavdil between how he does it during the week and how he does it in Shabbos. So this would be the way to do it when it comes to this type of substance. Halacha chaf. Okay, dealing with more spices. Hatsarach ladok pilpulim, ochiyotze behen. All right, so let's say a person wants to spice up his food. In order to do so, he's going to take raw pepper and he has to grind it up. So, is there a way to do such a thing? Okay, so what can he do? Hatsarach ladok pilpulim ochiyotze behen litain letocha machal b'shabbes. Harezek kotesh biyad hasakin uva ka'ara. So what you could do is you could take the back of the knife, like the handle part of the knife, and grind it. Okay, against the bowl or the plate, okay, that would be permitted, right? But I can't use a pestle because that's what that's made for. Okay, so now the Rambam uses this, okay, the issue of grinding, let's say, peppers using a pestle, okay, he uses that as the segue to get into a little longer topic now, which is the rabbinical prohibition of taking medicine on Shabbos. And this is one that's often misunderstood. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos because the concern is it's going to lead you to grind simanonim, things that you would make, certain herbs that you'd make medicine out of. Okay? And that's the concern that exists. So the Rambam is going to explain. Alacha kafala, ketsa. Lo yochol dvarim she'inam maichol abriyim kagon ezovu upua. Okay, so, excuse me, a person is not allowed to eat, okay, foods, right, that would not be eaten by a healthy person, okay, nor can you drink things, right, that normally wouldn't be drunk, and also he can't eat things that will cause him, for instance, let's say, to have like diarrhea, and he shouldn't drink things that healthy people normally wouldn't drink. So the first step is that a person is not allowed to eat things, right, that or drink things that a healthy person would normally not drink or eat. Okay, again, we'll call those pure medicine. But halacha chafeis, however, ochel adam ochel namashkin shederach abriim laochlan v'lishdosan kigon hakusbar v'aksovos v'aizov. Right, but I'm allowed to eat and drink things, right, foods that have a, let's say, dual function. They're normally eaten by people, and they also have a medicinal function. That'd be permitted to do, okay? Afa b'shehem arapin, right? So even though, right, they can cure, and I'm eating them because I want to be cured of my disease, mutter, ho v'hem maichal brim. Okay, so it is permitted because this is considered something that is eaten normally by people. So that's the major distinction between what's mutter, what medicines mutter take on Shabbos and what's not. It's a question of, and what you're consuming, is it a food that is not consumed by people, meaning it's only, let's say, exclusively used for medicinal purposes, or it actually can have both eaten for food as well as medicinal purpose. Okay, shaso chiltis, which is a type of plant, mikodem Shabbos. Okay, so you drink that, let's say, you're allowed to drink it before Shabbos, right, who shosev holech, right, mutter lishdos of Shabbos. Okay, afilu b'mekamos shelo nahagu habriyin lishdos achiltus. Okay, so what's the halacha there? So by this specific type of drink, So what it called? If I let's say I had drunk it before Shabbos started, I would be allowed to go ahead and drink it into Shabbos itself. If I started taking it before Shabbos, even where normally speaking healthy people don't drink it, so you can have a substance that can act. What the key point is, you can have a substance that kind of straddles both worlds. The Shoshin Zeso Mitzri B'chol Makom, and that's some type of Egyptian fermented substance. You're allowed to drink that no matter what. So those are specific cases which, again, don't have much applicability today. Okay, another method of healing had to do with rubbing yourself with oils. So v'chein shemanim shederach habriim lasuch mehen, right? And mutar lasuch mehen b'shabbes v'afish neskaven therefore. So if I take an oil and I anoint myself, I rub myself with the oil, and it's an oil that's normally used for such a purpose, right? But I'm using it also for refuah. Right, it's mutter. V'she'en abriyim sachem mehen asurin. And of course, if it's not, then it'll be usher to use. Okay. Machoshev b'masnav. Okay, so let's say someone has a lower extremity discomfort. Okay, like below your stomach. Lo yisoch yayim v'chometz aval sachu es Hashem. Okay, so down there. Okay, you're not allowed to rub a wine or vinegar in that area, but you would be allowed to apply shemen. Okay, velo shemen vered ela b'makom shabrios sachinosom. Okay, that's rose oil, right? And you're only allowed to use rose oil in areas where healthy people would use rose oil normally. Okay, v'mutar lasuch shemen melach b'chol makom, and it's permitted to always oil and salt together in any makom on your body. Okay, nikfa yado o raglo. Okay. So let's say I hurt my hand, okay? Tzomsa b'yayin, ve'enot tzomsa b'chometz, okay? V'imhaya anug af b'yayin aser. All right, so what that means is that if I went ahead and hurt my leg, I'd be allowed to soak it for healing purposes in yayin, okay? But not in vinegar, okay? But let's say I'm someone who's, I'm a weaker person. Say I'm like a weak kind of, physically, I'm very weak. Right, so then even putting it in yayin will be prohibited as well. And again, this has to do with medicinal treatments that we don't really have such a kesher with today. Okay, so let's say a person has tooth pain. Okay, so if I have tooth pain, I'm allowed to go ahead and I should not go ahead and rinse with vinegar and spit it out. But what I can do is I can rinse with vinegar and swallow it. I don't recommend this today. Hachoshesh begrono, let's say my throat's running me. Lo yar enu b'shemen, right? I can't like gargle with oil. Aval boleo hu shemen harbe, but I can drink a tremendous amount of oil. V'im nisrape. And if it turns out, because by drinking the oil, which again is soothing to the throat, my throat feels better, that's fine. Okay. Ein lo asen es matztachi. This is a sticky substance, which you could argue is like gum. So I'm not allowed to chew like a sticky type of substance on Shabbos, okay? V'ein shofen es ha-shinayim b'sam b'Shabbos. I can't take like an herb and use it to literally, shofen was also used by wood, like to smooth out wood, right? Here's basically some type of brushing your teeth. I will not be allowed to use it on Shabbos, with zhan sh'miskaven l'refuah, if my intention is for healing purposes. V'im niskaven l'reach ha-peh mutter. But if I would go ahead and use this herb to improve my breath, right, then it's mutter to go ahead and use it. So halacha afeh, ein nosin yayin l'tocha ayin. Okay, so you're not allowed to put wine into your eye. Okay, aval nosin hu al gav ayin. Right, but you can put it on your eyelid. Okay, v'rok tefel afilo al gav ayin aser. Now I can't. That's basically spit. I can't put spit on my eyelid. Okay, kilor sheshara osom erev Shabbos marvira al gav eino b'Shabbos v'edochoshesh. Let's say I put some type of eye ointment, okay, on my eyelid on Shabbos, right? On Erev Shabbos. Then I'd be allowed to apply that, okay, onto my eyelid on Shabbos. Mishalaka be'etzbo. Okay, so let's say I hurt my finger. Lo yichrach alav gemi kidei l'raposo. Right, so I should not take like a reed type of thing and wrap it around it to heal it. Lo yidach chenu b'yado kidei l'hotu men adam. And nor should I go ahead and squeeze my finger, because that might end up causing blood to come out of it. Okay, halacha chavav, ein nosin chamin v'shemen al gabei amaka. Okay, so I can't put. Let's say I have an open wound. I can't put hot water or oil on that wound. Lo al gabei moksha al gabei amaka, nor can I, what do you call it, nor can I put, what do you call it, I can't pour this on, let's say, like a chunk of like gauze, that's what I'm looking for, that's on top of the wound. Nor can I put it on, let's say, this gauze that I'm going to go ahead and put on the wound on Shabbos. So what do? Aval nosinu chutz l'maka, but I can pour it outside the open wound. V'shoshes v'yor l'maka, and then it's okay if it drips into the wound itself. V'nosin moch yovesh al gabei maka, I can put a dry piece of, of fabric on top of the wound. V'mhaya asik, asr v'neshehu kiritia, okay? But it literally means, asik here means old. If this fabric I'm using is older, okay, then I would not be allowed to do it because that'd be like putting a bandage on the wound. Again, this does have some applicability today, but the way we look at band-aids and how they look at band-aids are a little bit different. And he's going to continue with band-aids in Lacha Chav Zayin. Ritia, okay, she parsha agabe kli machzironosa, okay? So let's say you have a bandage, okay, and it's on, it fell off of me and it fell onto, let's say, my vase, okay? I can go ahead and put it back on. Then parsha agabe karka asur lachzira. But if it fell onto the ground, then I can't put it back on my wound again. So if it fell on a kli, I can return it, but not if it fell on the ground. Umanichin ritia gabe amaka lechatchil b'mikdash. Okay, sheinis shvus b'mikdash. Okay, another time the Rambam mentions this point that remember derabbanans didn't really apply, or excuse me, right, rabbinical prohibitions did not really apply in the base of mikdash. So therefore, I will be allowed to put a bandage on a wound if I was inside the base of mikdash. Okay. Of the whole makom, right? Mekanchin piyamaka, they mekanchin esaratiya shami mareach, right? But nonetheless, okay. Well, not only that, okay. I'm allowed to go ahead and clean. Mekaneach is to clean the wound, okay. But I can't clean the bandage, right? Because what's going to happen? I might be over the isra of yimareach or mimareach, which means spreading something out. But I would be allowed to clean the wound itself, okay. Halacha chav ches. Okay, sachin u mimashvinin b'nei me'ayim b'Shabbos. Okay, so I'm allowed to rub oil over my stomach area on Shabbos. V'hu sheyasuch v'yimashmesh b'vas achas. But it has to be something that I would use, I would rub myself and massage with it at once. Kadesh lo yasek kaderech shoz b'chol. Because that's not the way you would do it during the week. Okay, during the week. V'emis amalim b'Shabbos. Okay, now that's exercise. Okay, another area which... this certainly does have applicability today. Now let it exercise in Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? Ezahu misamel. Okay, so zeh shedorsin al gufo bekolach ad sheyiga v'yazia. Okay, so one is that someone would walk on somebody else's body, okay, with all their strength to get them to sweat. Okay, oh sheyahalech ad sheyiga v'yazia. That's a little bit easier to relate to. Or you start walking very quickly, jogging, whatever it might be, until you start sweating. Sha'asr ligas atzmo kadesh yaziya b'Shabbos neishu refuah. Okay, so this is the key. Okay, the reason why is because they believe that sweating, right, is something that had a medicinal benefit to it. So since that's the case, you're not allowed to go ahead and put yourself into a state to sweat. V'chein asr lamo b'karka dimusis b'eshev Eretz Yisrael neishu ma'meles umarapa. Right, and also there's these certain mud baths that exist in Eretz Yisrael. You were not allowed to stand inside them, because they believe there was some type of medicinal benefit, something therapeutic, about standing in those mud baths, okay? But in terms of exercising, that's still a relevant halacha today. Even though we know the reason for not exercising has nothing to do with ironically, in other words, we do think exercise is therapeutic, right? But we don't think that exercise is something that, that because I sweat, like it's going to heal me from something. Rather, it just keeps our body in good shape. Okay, halacha chav tes. Okay, ein roksin b'mayim shemishalshalin. Okay, so you're not allowed to wash yourself in water that the water would cause you to have diarrhea. Okay, v'lo b'tit shetovim bo. Okay, nor can I go ahead and wash myself in basically quicksand. V'lo b'mei mishra havu'ushim v'lo b'yam stone v'lo b'mayim haroim shebiyam gadol. Okay, so these are all different kinds of bad smelling water, or the Dead Sea. The sewage water, because doing all this is discomfort. Because of, and it says in Yeshayo, the karasa l'shabbos oneg. It's interesting. So this has nothing literally to do with refuah, this is a halacha that a person is not allowed to put himself into a state of tsar, which has a very, very broad, application when it comes to Shabbos. So lefikach, im lo nishtar behem, ela ala miyad, let's say someone didn't actually remain inside, let's say, the Dead Sea for an extended period of time, rather they went in quickly and then out quickly, afi shiish lo chotitim berosho, even if the person actually has cuts on his head, that'd be mutter to do. So the halacha is not to sit there, spend a significant amount of time that would end up causing tsar. Okay, halacha vamin. Okay, ein misgarden b'magredes. Okay, so literally that means is that I can't take like a peeler. Okay, that I use for skin, and use it to peel off my skin. Okay, I like to get rid of like dead skin. V'mahay yodav miluchlachos b'tsoa o b'tit. But let's say my hands were filthy, okay, whether it be with feces or with mud, gorei kedarko, v'enochoshesh, then I'd be allowed to peel off, right, use this like peeler thing to peel that off of my hands. Sachin umefarchin la'adam la'ankov alola behema. Okay, so I'm allowed to, let's say I have scabs on my hand, so I'm allowed to go ahead and apply oil, okay, to those scabs, to remove them, but not to an animal, okay? Now, if, let's say the animal is in a lot of pain, then it'd be permitted for me to go ahead and use oil to remove those scabs, okay? Behema she'achla karshinin harbe. Okay, let's say an animal ate a lot of beans. Maritin osa b'chatzar b'shvei shal tisrape. So you encourage it to run around the courtyard quite a lot, and this way it'll feel a lot better. Okay, v'im achza dam ma'midin osa b'mayim. Okay, another interesting halacha. If the animal turned red, meaning which means there's a circulatory issue, you stand it up in water, right? Because then the water will cool it down. And you don't worry about this leading to grinding herbs. Okay, and this is based on the idea that that it's a balancing of the humors. That if the animal is hot, putting it in cold water will reduce the overall temperature of the animal. Okay, lacha lamed aleph. Okay, ein makin es ocho b'shabbos. Okay, so I am not allowed to force myself to vomit up food on Shabbos. Okay, b'medvar morin b'sam. Okay, only when I'm using, let's say, like a type of drug like Epicac, shema yishchak simanin. Okay, aval lahachnis yado tochpiv ulahaki mutter. Interesting. So I can't use a food substance, okay, like a drug, to promote vomiting, but I could stick my finger down my throat and force myself to vomit. That would be mutter, okay? V'aser litchok kreso shel tinok, okay, k'dei lahotzi harei shelo, okay, shema yavo lahashkoso simonen hamishashlin. Okay, so I'm not allowed to go ahead and push hard against the stomach of an infant, okay? Why would I do that? Because I want it to be able to pass through whatever's bothering it. Or as I wanted to basically defecate, okay? I can't do that because it could end up leading me to grind some medicine up to, basically produce a laxative. So that I won't be. That's why I won't be allowed to even rub firmly the belly of a baby. Okay, you're allowed to actually put a cup over the belly button, okay, of the infant on Shabbos, to help the food pass through. That you'd be allowed to do. V'chein mutter l'chanek ulafev es hakatan. Okay, it's also permitted to go ahead and place like a type of brace around the neck or the torso of a baby. Or ulahalos osnayim b'im ya b'mikli. Or to pick the child up from its ears, which again seem to have a medicinal benefit in the situation, to pick it up by its ears, whether using my hand or using a kli. Ulahalos ankli, okay, that's an area right near the heart over your ribs. That's like you can kind of, it's like almost like cartilage that's over your ribs that you can grab onto. Shekol eiluch yotze behen, ein osan osan besimanen, kdei lachos shishchika, veishlot sar behen. Because each one of these, we're not worried that you're going to go ahead and grind up anything at all. And not only that, the person's in pain. So because of that, the very treatment causes pain. So because of those two things, that's why it's mutter to use the to do this on Shabbos. Okay, that ends medicine. Okay, lachamamabez, a mirake. Okay, mirake is also a type of sifting. Okay? So merakim avos malachos. So sifting is one of the avos malachos. So what's the example? Lefikach en kovrin es ateven bekavra, v'lo yaniach hakavra sheish bateven makom gavoa, v'shvil sheyered hamos v'nei shehu kimerakim. Okay? So I can't use a sieve to separate out straw. And not only that, I can't, what do you call it? I can't put like, let's say there's straw on top of a sieve. I can't put it all the way on top of somewhere, okay? And this way, what do you call it? Hoping that all the chaff that's on the straw will fall off, because that looks like merakim. I don't know to a tevin bekavra. What I can do though is, I'm allowed to place the tevin into the sieve, umolich lavos, okay? And I can, what do you call it? I can bring it over to where an area that animals feed out of. Afa pisha yeret hamos b'shas holacha, right? Even though I know that the chaff will fall off as I'm walking with it, okay? Wink, wink. Sharei eino miskavin lekach, since it's clear my kavana isn't for that to take place. So if in the process of walking, there's some separation of the chaff from the straw, that will be permitted to do, okay? Malacha lama gimel, okay. Megabel chai mishum lush. Okay, so what is that? What's megabel? So megabel is where a person creates a mixture by taking something that's made out of small chunks and mixes it with water. Okay, that's considered lush. Lush literally is kneading. So creating a mixture, which by the way, you'd be surprised that this does come up on Shabbos. Okay, if I create a mixture with small particles and water, that's megabel. So therefore, lefikach a megavlin kemach kalei harbe. Shema yovo lolosh kemach sheino kali. Okay, so therefore, okay, I cannot make a mixture where I take a large amount of roasted flour, okay, mixing with water, because what will end up happening is that then I'll go ahead and mix up, okay, unroasted flour. But I'm allowed to slowly mix in the roasted flour with water. Alright, but if I go ahead and I bring what it called shalish, okay, which is a type of tvuah, which type of grain that is only matured to 1/3 of how much it's supposed to grow into, the akrikach tachno osa tchinagasa, and then what do? I grind it up to a very coarse type of grind, sharehu kachol, that's the key, and it's like sand, okay, vehi hanikris shasis, right, that's what that is. Mutal the goblin mena bechometz. I can mix this substance with vinegar or chiliotzibah harbe mevasachas. Okay, what it called? Right, that's true. Ron. What it called? I could do this. What it called? In one action. The hu shir rach. Okay, and as long as it's soft, aval kasha. But if it's hard, aser shenira kalash v'tzarech l'shanos. But if it were hard, I couldn't do it because then it looks like I'm kneading. And I have to have a shinoi, okay? Ketzad. Nosen es ha-shasis, v'akarach nosen es ha-chometz. So how to make a shinoi? So one example is, I go ahead and put the shasis in first, and then afterwards I put the chometz in. Because usually you would add in the solid into the liquid. Okay, let's do one more. Alach alam adalid. Okay, Morson's brand, okay? So Morson, afo pi she'ena roy likvol, right? So even though I'm not concerned about using bran to make any type of dough out of it, right? Ain't govan or so, I still shouldn't mix it with water. Shemayavo ligbol ha'aferach yotzebo, because then I might come to mix things that resemble literally dirt here, but that resemble bran. That'd be over the iser. But nosdin mayim agabe morson, but I can pour water over the morson. Umolach ba ha'travat shasiv erev, right? And what I can do is, and I can mix it. What it called in a very chaotic manner. But I shouldn't use my hand because that looks like kneading. Now let's say it's not mixing well, so I can pour it right from one kli to another kli. In other words, I can pour this mixture that doesn't mix well from one cup to another cup to another cup until, in the process of pouring, it ends up mixing well. But no liftei atarnagolin liftei hashorim. And I'd be allowed to go ahead and feed it to the rooster, the chickens, or the bulls. Right, and I'm allowed to go ahead and mix morson, right, in this manner in one kli. Umechalik oso bekelim harba, and then divide it up into smaller kelim. But no something called behema hema. Umearev bekli echad. Afilukor v'afilukorayim. Right, so I'd be allowed to go ahead and take this one kli with this mixture, divvy it up to the various animals, and feed them in such a manner, and it won't be over the Durabanan Isser here. Okay. Okay, let's stop. Let's stop here. We'll finish this up tomorrow and start Perichav Beis.